mellifluous tones of Lila Bialy. This week's recording artist on Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. LilaBialy.com. If you can figure out how to spell it, you deserve to listen to her music. It is the ultimate task given to the musician, whether as a singer or instrumentalist, to create a unique signature or fingerprint that is instantly recognizable as their own. What is surprising and delightful in Lila Bialy is that both as a vocalist and pianist, she accomplishes this with equal aplomb. She is an exciting and unique talent, and I admire her greatly. That's a quote from Stompin' Tom Connors, who's a big fan of Lila Bialy.
She follows me on Twitter. Seriously.
Lila, you have been on our show numerous times. This is the first time you've been here with all of your stuff.
All of the gear.
Good night. Now I know why we didn't do this before. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Welcome. Tim, do you have anything else that's going to fall and freak me out?
Yes. My respect for you.
Other than your knickers. Tim and I have known each other for 30 years, and we are looking for a good divorce lawyer. Yes. Don Bennett, by the way, is a fantastic divorce lawyer and advertising partner on this show, BennettLaw.ca. Just thought I'd throw that in. What got confiscated?
You've got big ears, Mr. Marshall.
It's a small room.
We just performed, the three of us with three other guys from the GTA, went to Beijing.
Yeah.
Well, Beijing, to perform at the National Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
And
did you perform in the spaceship?
We totally did. Amazing. In the Big Egg.
That's cray cray.
The Egg spaceship. It was unbelievable. And what was even more unbelievable is that our sound check was at 2 a.m.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, there were some Chinese dignitaries at a show earlier in the evening, so they had to further delay our sound check, which had been scheduled for midnight, which was already insane.
Wow.
Thank God for jet lag.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we all piled in there and had a very Spinal Tap-ish journey to the stage in that crazy Egg, which houses multiple venues that are all, you know, each of them thousands of seats. And so anyway, we got there and we finished up at around 4:30.
Uh-huh.
Right in time for a little brekkie.
What did you have? What did you have for breakfast? This is what your fans want to know.
I had duck blood soup. No, it was an option.
Delicious.
I'm serious. It was an option.
Duck blood soup.
Duck blood soup. Just if you're interested, a little.
Did anyone try it?
A little morning smoothie.
No.
I had the blood orange.
The blood orange.
That's as bloody as he gets.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's a veggie.
Listen, there's going to be some other voices in the room here, kids, and this is radio, and you're probably just itching and dying to know who else is here. Of course, none of us want to hear anything else from Tim, but who else is beside you, Lila Bialy?
Well, I have with me today none other than the illustrious bassist, producer, gigger extraordinaire. This is George Kohler.
Ladies and gentlemen, George
Kohler. George
Kohler! Yes. Yep. And then to his right?
My better half, also a wonderful producer and a fabulous percussionist today, but he plays drums on that track you just heard, Shadowlands, Ben Whitman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Whitman. Now listen, Tim is very excited about Ben being here because he's a fan of Ben's.
Yeah.
Ben, I would be a fan of yours if I knew anything about you.
Let's start.
But let me just say, Lila, I don't mean to offend you, and I know you can take this. I'm way more excited that George is here. I'm not really good with compliments.
But I shaved my head just for you.
Oh, yes. You know what? There are four bald men in this room, and it's just hot in here,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, totally.
It is so hot in here. Lila Bialy, you are going to be touring, and we want you to do a song here real soon, but we would just want to get this stuff out of the way. June 4th, that would be tonight, Waterloo, at the Jazz Club, I believe.
Jazz Room.
Same thing. Yeah, okay. I saw, who did I see there? Tim, the Brazilian, South American.
With the
Hilario?
Instrument?
Hilario?
No,
he's
girl.
Cuban.
The girl I used to love having on the show until she and her sisters went riding around on their bikes topless in Kitchener-Waterloo.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, that's memorable.
Remember that?
Yeah, I know who you were talking about. I just can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name. Anyway, I love the room.
Okay.
Don't wreck a good story with facts. So that's tonight. What time is that gig tonight, and are there tickets still available?
Yes, there should still be tickets available. How is that for a sentence?
By the way,
8:30 p.m.
Sorry, what time?
8:30 p.m. Three sets.
Okay. I just actually need to clarify what I was talking about there. They were protesting the laws in Ontario and testing it.
Oh, the girls?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
I wasn't just trying to be creepy. It was a thing in the news. Okay.
Okay, got
all
it.
Right. June 17th in Burlington at the Sound of Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a hill and skirts and cheese?
If I have anything to do with it, Drew.
That's at the Kojiko stage. And then off to Alberta for a few gigs. And then June 25th in Ottawa at the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival main stage. Double bill with, I don't know how to pronounce this girl's name, Sarah
McLaughlin.
Right?
Yeah.
She's kind of a big
she's
thing.
She's Irish. Yeah. Yeah, no, she's amazing.
June 26th, Toronto at the TD Toronto Jazz Festival, mm-hmm. Jazz Bistro, with special guest Phil Dwyer.
That's right. He's taking a little hiatus. Well, not hiatus. He's off of school. He's been studying law in Fredericton.
Of course he is.
Phil is an overachiever. And he's bored with this thing called jazz. No,
yeah.
He just wanted to expand his horizons.
Okay, nice. And then off to British Columbia, and then Montreal, and then London, Ontario, and then Halifax.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Welcome, Canada, Lila Bialy.
All right.
Tell us about the first song you will be doing for us, Miss Lila Bialy.
Well, I hope this is still timely. For you David Bowie lovers out there, this is a song that a fan of mine actually requested we arrange for a show that we did in Hamilton back in 2013, but it's taken on new relevance given Mr. Bowie's passing in January, which we're all still processing.
Yeah.
Because we love David Bowie. And this is his biggest hit, arguably. Let's Dance.
Beautiful. Again, live on The Drew Marshall Show. What a privilege to have our good friend, Lila Bialy.
The song they're playing on the radio. Let's sway by the color lights of your face. Let's sway into the crowd to an empty space. And if you say my love for you.
Lila Bialy here on the Drew Marshall Show. So thrilled because it's actually good.
Thanks.
Wow.
Alicia Briller.
Alicia Briller. You're right. Yeah. Her last name is different. Mm. Yeah, Briller. Anyway, quite a good singer. Tim, that was inappropriately timed. Okay, yeah. We're talking about Lila Bialy now.
I know, but we need to get it out of the way because it's bugging us.
Okay. All right. Is it hot in here? Anybody else dripping a little bit with?
Anticipation.
Just took the words right out of my mouth.
Lila, the last time you and I talked face-to-face in an interview-type deal was on a wee television show I did a while back.
Ah, yes. That's right.
My therapist has helped me forget about that. And, you know, I like to bring up this story with you every single time, and I'm sorry for doing this. You tell me if you want me to stop or if I've got something wrong, okay?
No, you go for it.
So apparently you hid behind your piano talents, your key talents. You really thought your vocals sucked. And then people said, no, actually you should sing. And then you started singing, and then you got hired by a British musician who shall remain nameless because of your vocals.
This is correct.
True story. That's whack.
It was pretty whack. I mean, in full disclosure, it was his producer at the time, Bob Sadin, who was running auditions, but I have the feeling, having worked with a certain British man who shall remain unnamed for quite some time now,
thank you,
that that Mr. Sadin was sending everything that they were recording during the day to Monsieur Sumner.
Yes.
And and you know, executive decisions were being made. So I was really, really fortunate to have been plucked out from among the cattle.
Yeah.
And brought in. Wow. To sing some pretty fantastic and strange and wonderful holiday music for the first project.
How do you feel about your vocals now?
I'm happy that I get to sing, except, you know, as I was discussing with Meg earlier, when you're sick or you have seasonal allergies or whatever is going on, you have to kind of deal with the instrument, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm okay. I'm cool.
You're okay. Do you take things?
Loratadine.
Is that what it? Oh,
yeah.
That's an antihistamine, isn't it?
Allerton.
So you have nasty allergies?
Ask Ben.
Ben, does she have nasty allergies?
What do I look like in the morning? I look like I've gone a few rounds with Muhammad Ali.
Actually,
in the morning.
Let's just go with that for a second. Ben, what does Lila Bialy look like in the morning?
She looks fantastic.
Okay, good one. Nice. Nice. Well done.
That's because I have a whole lot of hair to cover up, you know.
You do.
The misdemeanors.
You do. Yeah. That is the longest Jufro I have ever seen in my life. That is just.
I didn't see mine when I had hair.
Yeah, me too. I had curls too. Crazy curls.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look like Q-tips.
That was a nickname of mine.
Yeah, and then, you know, back in the day, we tried to grow it out long to look cool, and it just went out. Not long. Like, not. It went sideways. Yeah. We look like the Great Gazoo. Hello, dum-dums. All right, back to Lalabiali. Tell us about this tour. You have various people touring with you?
Yeah, so my steady Eddie, Ben, is coming on the road with me for the length of the tour, which is fantastic. He'll be holding down the fort.
Right.
And holding court. And George Kohler, who's usually my guy for the whole tour, he's heading down to Brazil. I don't know why he would choose Brazil over Medicine Hat, Alberta. But
one of these things,
you know,
is not like the other. Was that George?
I can only do some of the tour now.
Yeah. George is one of the most demanded artists in Canada.
He really is. And it's only getting more exciting. I don't know. Anyway, I would like to say more. I don't know if I'm
able
to say more about your adventures in the studio with Ben and some very exciting players.
Oh, you just learned the bagpipes.
That's right.
Yes.
Nice.
That's exciting.
The one last thing I was hoping to learn. I do want to learn the bagpipes.
Yeah. You do. bucket list.
So what's the exciting thing? Is it a full on?
Oh, there's lots of stuff going on.
Can you talk a little bit about?
There's so much going on. Just yesterday, I had Ben in the studio.
Yeah.
Playing drums for Jim McCarty, the original drummer from the Yardbirds.
Wow.
Singing project.
Wow. Can he sing?
Yes.
Okay.
He's always sang, actually.
Okay.
And so there you go. And the quote from Jim McCarty, Ben, a thoughtful and subtle drummer.
Thoughtful and subtle.
Isn't that beautiful?
Wow.
I could insert other words.
Yeah. That's very Steve Gadd.
Yeah.
It
super
is.
Super groovy.
Yeah. Super groovy, man. Okay.
So he's, big news.
I'm sorry. Can we just have a moment not with Lila in the conversation? Just George, you and me. Forget everybody else.
Sure, what do
you want
to know?
You and me, baby.
Okay, go for it, yes.
Let's do some name dropping. Who's the people you've got that? Come on, throw some names out. Who have you played with?
Peter Gabriel.
Oh, no.
He's hung out with at Peter Gabriel's studio looking for a microphone? What were you looking
for? Oh, there's a great story.
In Bath?
Yeah, we were in Bath.
Yeah.
See, quick story. We were looking for a piece of foam to put in the bass when I was there recording with him to get that Motown sound. We couldn't find it, so we went down to the basement in our shorts in the dark with a flashlight, me and Peter.
Yeah.
Looking for a microphone case that was empty. We opened it up, cut a little piece of foam on the bottom of it, folded it back. Took it up to the studio.
Whoa.
How's that for fun?
That's like a Hardy Boys scene.
Yes. Yeah, we were trying to be discreet so no one could see it, but it's his studio, so it doesn't really matter.
No. Oh, that's right.
He just didn't want to see it out. Okay, so there's tons of names, but I don't know if you want all of them.
No, well, yeah, throw out a few.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John.
Yep. Did you ever tight pants on? Like Will Ferrell? No, Will.
So nice. Yeah. So nice.
Yeah.
So great, yeah. And Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
That's a great story. There had to be Dom Perignon everywhere. Dressing room, stage, hotel room. Musicians had to be drinking Dom Perignon constantly.
Yeah. We used to do that here on our show. But
with
the American dollar and everything. We
didn't go for the writer on that.
No.
Okay.
Well, George, maybe it's because you're the only bass player I know, but I'm such a fan.
Thank you. Wow.
You see, I can't throw out a compliment.
Oh. Yay.
I said to someone the other day, the more people I meet, and I'm not a big fan of people, the more I like you. Like, that's not a compliment. I've also said, wow, you didn't eat near as much as I thought you would. Right? Not a compliment.
What about that first date?
The first date, with my pity date with my boss. I can't say that one anymore. I got in trouble. Well, I'll say it one more time. You know, for a big girl, you don't sweat much.
You know what we say after shows sometimes? That was one of the shows I've played.
Yes.
It's sort of, doesn't mean much.
No, doesn't mean much at all. No. Yep. Speaking of playing, please rescue this nonsense.
With a little more nonsense. Yes. We're going to play something easy breezy.
Thank you.
This is off of House of Many Rooms, and it's my little pop song.
Uh-huh.
This was written for a friend of mine whose wedding I missed. Gentlemen, are you going to sing along? You have to. It's so easy. Love, love is the chorus.
Sweet love. Wow. We have to hit that range?
No, you can sing love, love, sweet love.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Lalabiali on the Drew Marshall Show.
Benny?
You got it. That sounds great.
My piano went away for a second. She walks down the aisle of white. to eclipse the light. Pearls blown around the silky gown she wears. Her mind fills up with love, is standing there, and she knows. Cosmos just for this. So the moon and stars to find her kiss. So he bows to ever faithful be. Lives the veil to love's eternity. And he knows it's good. We say
ladies and gentlemen, Lila Bialy here. Let's go back to the reason we're here. And of course, Lila Bialy is the reason we're here today, the entire reason that we are here today. Lila, tell us about your son.
Well, Ben and I sired a little boy.
Wait, I don't want to know about the creation details.
No, I wasn't going there.
All right. And that brings me up to this song that we're going to sing.
Exactly. A little guy by the name of Joshua Joseph Bialy Whitman. Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful. He's almost 6 years old. He turns six next Saturday, so a week today. And he's the apple of our eyes. He's also what keeps us up through all hours of the night still at almost 6 o'clock, or six years old. See, I'm mixing things over because we're up till almost 6 o'clock, at least Ben is.
Sure.
And no, he's great, but we're still trying to figure out how in the world to do this whole touring thing without disrupting his life, you know?
Can you tell our listeners what you were doing in New York City?
Yeah.
The thing that our listeners might be interested in?
You may have to give me more than that, Drew.
With Helen's brother?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. See, so you mean... Oh, Helen...
Wow.
I was really confused
here. The penny drop.
Okay. All right. So, see, I'm too earnest, Drew. I'm just
You're too earnest
and honest for this show. So yeah, I was music director of the East Side Evening Service at Redeemer Presbyterian Church for 5 years while we were there in New York. And actually, it coincided with, we had Josh in Burlington and where we had healthcare.
Yes.
And instead of giving birth to him in a box on the side of the street in New York City.
Yes.
And then we brought him back down to New York.
Yeah.
And I shortly thereafter got my first sort of day gig.
Yeah.
Wow. Which was a night gig, as it were. But, you know, going to the Redeemer offices, headquarters, yeah, and having meetings and talking about all sorts of things from service in the city to, you know, big issues, which maybe we don't need to get into today.
But. No. Was it a challenge for you to go from a real musician to a church musician?
Oh, why the difference?
Huh?
Why the difference?
See what I did there?
I saw what you did there. And people are probably either laughing or squirming or both.
Yeah.
But no, actually, I have to tell you, I replaced John Coward, who in the jazz world is pretty legendary. He's toured with Roseanne Cash and all sorts of incredible musicians. So he was the music director there.
Right.
And I replaced him. And John Patitucci and Brian Blade were known to come and play. These are like jazz, yeah, royalty.
Yeah.
Toured with Joni Mitchell. And these guys would come and play services. So we were definitely dealing with real musicians. In fact, the band that plays on House of Many Rooms was assembled on account of playing with them every week at Redeemer. We just loved the sound that we were hearing with this group.
I'm tempted to ask Ben this question, but I actually want to hear the truth from you.
Okay. you might have a better chance with him.
No.
Okay.
No. This you're pretty earnest, so this will come out nicely. Are you always shiny?
Like, do I need my
hat? The first person I asked this question was Pinball Clements, right? Because he's the most irritatingly happy person on the planet. And I want to see Pinball snap.
It gets dark.
That's what I'm saying. Does it get dark?
In fact, right before we moved to Toronto, I had a meltdown, one of my famous meltdowns, which happens
you have
probably.
Famous meltdowns?
They're pretty infamous in our household.
Okay, all right.
They happen about twice, two, three times a year. George has witnessed one.
You've witnessed
one? I was pregnant when I was making Tracing Light, and George was the producer.
Yeah.
And George got caught in between me and my hormones, and it wasn't a safe place.
And yet George is here today.
He had to raise the white flag. Yeah.
George, you're a bigger man than I am. I tell you, because I don't do drama. Like, I can't. There's enough inside of me that I can't deal with someone else's.
I've got some drama.
Do you?
I've got some drama, but it's only like it's like a three times a year show.
So are you long fuse, big bomb? Or are you medium fuse, medium bomb, medium fuse, big bomb?
I don't know if it's, I think it's, do you think it's a long
and
fuse, big bomb?
Over
I know,
to Ben.
I know.
Ben? Yeah, Ben? How long is your fuse?
I like big bombs and I get up high.
You know, I mean, I can only answer it seriously. You know, there's just occasionally there is just sort of a vortex of life.
Yeah.
And he's squirming.
No, I mean, just a little squirming. But, yeah. You know, sleep fatigue, you know, it comes together and it's too much. I think we all handle it
differently
in our own way.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
All right. Diplomatic. So diplomatic.
All right. Yeah.
He'll be
because,
in your bed tonight.
Because everybody I talk to about you, because I like to talk about people, they all love you.
Aww.
No, it's gross. Everybody loves
you. I agree.
You.
No, it, that's lovely.
It's disgusting.
But I'm a people pleaser too, right? So I.
So how do you spell boundaries?
Right, exactly. B-O-N-D.
There you go.
A-R-I-E-S.
There it is, right there. She's got it. All right. Well, maybe we could get you kids to do another tune. Would that be
yes,
okay?
Yes, we can.
What do we got lined up for us? Tell us.
We're going to do another request-o-matic. This was another fan request. We do this sort of thing, Drew. You know, where people say, we want to hear you play Kiss by Prince. And we go, okay, we'll whip up something in the, you know, backstage during soundcheck.
Right.
And
wow. I didn't know Prince covered Kiss.
Oh, he wants to give you a drum roll. He's got the equipment. We've got the mic. Go for it, Benny. So this is Yellow, requested by a gentleman in Vancouver. We unveiled this at Vancouver Jazz Fest, and we're back there for Canada Day.
Beautiful.
All right, here we go.
All right, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Lila Bialy.
The stars, look how they shine for you, and everything you do. Yeah, they were all yellow. was called yellow. It was all yellow. Your skin, yeah, your skin and bone turning to something beautiful. You know, I love you so. You know, I love you so. Jumped across by you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you were all yellow.
Gotta be kidding me. Wow. That is ridiculous. Lila Bialy on the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, I have so many questions, and I just want to actually tell everyone about your tour a little bit as well, and just check in with you all. Do you have one more in you, or yeah,
you do.
One more? Okay.
Yeah.
Again, folks, Lila Bialy, let me tell you how to spell her name, because it's whack. L-A-I-L-A. L-A-I-L-A. That's how you spell Lila. L-A-I-L-A. Can I say it again? L-A-I-L-A.
Thanks, Rain Man.
Definitely, L-L-L-I. B-I-A-L-I. So just, I don't know, does Google help your world
absolutely
at all?
Absolutely it does.
Spell checking and all that stuff? Okay.
Absolutely.
LilaBialy.com. If you have a problem, go to our website. We've got it linked up there. Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter and pianist, Lila Bialy has toured with Chris Baudia, Paul Cole, Suzanne Vega, and recorded with and supported somebody from Britain. Her accolades. See, we did it. We've done it, right? Have we not?
We've done it.
I told you we're not going to say his name.
You almost got stung by it.
Oh, stop it. Her accolades include SoCan Composer of the Year, Keyboardist of the Year, Canada's National Jazz Award. She takes the best of pop, rock, classical, world, and soul and forms it with her expertise in jazz and weaves it into her musical arrangements and original songs. Yada, yada, yada. If you want to read her bio, go to her website. But her tour, because you've heard her music, you don't need to hear her bio. June 4th, tonight, in Waterloo at the Jazz Room. June 17th, Burlington at the Sound of Music Festival, Cogeco Stage. And then off to Alberta. We have many listeners out in Alberta. So go to her website, check out those dates, and go to her shows. Buy some CDs, support the talent.
raise them up. June 25th, Ottawa, at the TD Ottawa Jazz Festival main stage, double bill with Sarah McLachlan. June 26th, Toronto, at the TD Toronto Jazz Festival, at the Jazz Bistro, with special guest Phil Dwyer. And then BC, Montreal, London, Ontario, and Halifax. Canadian tour, I think, is what we might call this.
True that. I did omit.
No, I'm sorry. Did you just say true that?
Oh, no. Is that?
It's spelled with a D, dat.
True dat. True dat. Except we're playing at Birdland. We're playing at Birdland Jazz Club in New York City.
When?
On the 7th of July, in between Montreal and London.
Can you switch it to September so I can come down?
You should. You know what? We might be able to do another one in September. I'm serious. Upon your request, you're a man of influence, Drew Marshall.
And I will bring someone special with me.
Oh, I know who you'll bring.
Yep.
Our favorite gal.
Yeah.
Our favorite morning TV.
Yeah. Gal. Do you miss New York?
In June.
It's yes. It's filthy, muggy. It's nasty down there, right? It's
summertime. I'd say that Toronto is the GTA is typically
on par.
A few degrees colder in the winters and few degrees hotter in the summer.
Oh, okay.
We're more extreme over here in some ways.
Yeah,
not politically.
No.
But anyway, I do miss it.
Yeah.
I miss it terribly. And I have to say that this guy here on my right, George Kohler, has really, truly, and both Ben and I can say this, made the transition back up to Canada, you know, smooth and welcoming and exciting. Because some of the very best musicians in the world are in New York.
Yeah.
We miss rubbing elbows with those guys and gals day in and day out. But because we have George Kohler here and his band of, you know, his just all the people he's interfacing with in all realms of music, he's keeping things really interesting for both Ben and I.
I want to share with you a personal story, if I may.
Yeah, please do.
I was with my executive producer I work with down in L.A. You know, trying to develop some stuff. It's been an awfully long time of bupkis. A lot of meetings, a lot of lunches. And I don't remember where we were. I think we're near Boston or something like that. And I was playing her music. And I didn't notice this until I actually noticed, and it had been going on for a while. She was weeping listening to your music.
It was that bad.
You're such a putz. Weeping.
That actually is really, really.
I don't remember
touching.
What song it was, or you know. Anyway,
that's
she was
amazing.
Just so moved
Gosh.
By your music.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm getting choked up. Okay.
Enough
of the mushy stuff. Wait, how long have you guys been
doing the thing?
Yeah.
Benny.
he's out.
6 years.
How long have you been kissing
Josh?
For?
How old is Josh?
Well, no,
we met in 2007. In January 2007, touring with the great Paula Cole.
Okay.
And who toured with Peter Gabriel, of course.
Stop.
I know. She's wonderful. And we got married in December of 2009. Uh-huh. So 2.5 years later.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Who made the first
it's been
move?
Good.
Lila, who made the first move? You're both looking at each other stunned.
We have a funny story that involves a hotel that we ended up in Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem.
That was a very scary hotel with like witch paraphernalia
no.
in the lobby. Yep.
The
I'm just not
while
gonna
you're,
say.
Like while you were touring.
Yep. Yeah. It was during grad season, and so Paula's road manager and sound man each thought the other had booked us a hotel. So we pulled up to this hotel. It was like the Sheraton and some on the outskirts of Boston.
Yeah.
Every room was booked, and so we had to drive. Like what, 2-3 hours to Salem, and we just booked into, you know, Motel 8 or whatever, the Super 8.
Hello, Mr. Bates.
Oh, exactly. And it was pretty scary, but that was the beginning of something beautiful for Ben.
Isn't that, you know, taking you turned the whole thing it's into a Beyonce song, didn't you?
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
All right, what are we doing?
We're gonna do a song called Upside Down.
Yeah.
That I wrote for an ex.
You like this song, Tim?
About
love
an ex.
This song.
Tim's excited. Folks, it has been our privilege. This will be her last live song to have Lila Bialy and her cute little buddy Ben.
Aww.
And of course, I'm even more excited that George is here. George Kohler. Again, all of them.
Right
live on the Drew Marshall Show.
upside down. And when daylight comes, these dreams leave me spellbound. Scattered stardust on my sheets, tie me all.
Are you kidding me? Megs, you gotta clap at that. Nice, good night.
Nice. Oh.
All I saw were overdrive switches going all off in this board here,
George,
man.
George whipped out the bow.
Oh, that just threw it over the edge. Man. It was so fun. So fun. What an absolute treat to have y'all here.
Thanks for having us.
Lila, is there anything that you would like to say to our listeners in regards to selling things?
Well,
CDs.
One-stop shopping. Yeah,
there you
can go to lilabialy.com. Google will correct you.
Yes.
And Google will say, did you mean? And yeah, we've got CDs with links to iTunes. We're working on a new record. All sorts of things going on. You can get your news. You can get your tour dates there. And it's just always such a pleasure to be on the show with you, Drew.
No, it isn't. You don't know that.
Oh, I mean it.
Have I ever asked you an embarrassing question?
We'll talk smack about you after the show, of course. But, you know, while I'm here with you face to face, that's what I do. Right?
You know, can
I?
Oh,
do a rap.
What?
Oh, do a rap. Yeah.
Drew is insanely talented with the freestyle.
Oh. Mama killed a chicken, thought it was a duck. Put it on the table with the legs sticking up. Papa broke his glasses when he fell down drunk. Tried to drown the kitty cat that thought to be a skunk. You gotta watch what you're doing. Wah, 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 wah. Watch what you're doing. Second verse. Little Joe Pilly went fishing for trout, playing hooky from school till the cops found out. Never had a father, was his only child. Mama never beat him, so he grew up wild. You gotta watch what you're doing. Wah, wah, wah. Check it, check it. Gonna get spiritual now. Some folks say that the good Lord is dead, that he doesn't exist, he's inside your head. Well, I wonder how many gonna be surprised when they look straight up and see him coming through the sky.
Preach, preach!
Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, Lila Bialy. special shout out to Larry Norman.
You're amazing.
I know.
Do you compete?
Do I compete?
You're always competing.
I put on one of those big, do you remember the Mod Squad?
How old are you?
Anybody here remember the Mod Squad?
Yeah.
And Link with the big fro?
Yeah, Link.
I put on a big fro wig and compete. No one really knows who it is.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is genuinely amazing.
Genuinely.
We're all in agreement.
It's disturbing. Let's go out with another track from one of your CD that
sure.
we cracked.
What do you want?
That sounds good. Do they want something epic? Let's give them Home. Home is pretty
Let's
epic.
Let's give them something epic.
Yeah. With the Toronto Mass Choir once again.
Ooh, love it. Karen Burke and the gang. All right, and here we are with a little Lalla Bialy.